Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
Welcome to The Lead here on the Business Reports on Nova 103.5. I'm Gary Struble. Joining me is Renfrew Jaarsveld, owner of HostPro.Africa. And welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start out a little bit. HostPro.Africa, you guys offer a range of different technology products. Perhaps just give us an idea what those are.
Yeah, sure. We office in the Microsoft hosted Exchange space. We do host the mail locally in Namibia, not on the cloud.
So it's email, right?
Email, yeah. So like your Outlook mail and your Office 365, so just a local component to it, so which makes it more but secure and then obviously faster for businesses to connect to and share information. Secondly, we provide cybersecurity. That's a big thing these days, and I don't think everybody understands that. And thirdly, infrastructure hosting and disaster recovery. Those are the three main areas we focus on.
Okay, infrastructure being websites or big servers that are processing data, and you would provide hosting services for those?
Yeah, a bit of both. So your normal website hosting, 100% correct. And then secondly, application hosting. So if you've got some sort of SQL database or some sort of information that you need to share, or central file sharing. So both of those, yeah.
So let's perhaps just dig into that for a second. We have a lot of business owners and people that run businesses listening to the show. And more often than not, IT is a mystery. There's somebody called Yanni that gets called when the printer isn't working. What about being a small business owner from an infrastructure perspective? When do I get big enough that hosting should be a solution versus having some computers in my office?
I think from day one. I don't think it's dependent on size. I think it's dependent on, costing comes into it first of all. And secondly, not all the businesses need on-site support these days. IT evolved in such a way that, I would say on-site service becomes obsolete. And, cloud infrastructure, it makes it just more secure, in a data center. I mean, there's automatic backups included, so you don't need to go to the old way and exchanging tapes. So it's not specific to a size of business. I mean, products range from one rand to a couple of thousand, depending on what the infrastructure is. So I think it's focused on everybody.
Okay, so let's clarify some jargon as well. My understanding of the cloud isn't some mysterious thing. It's basically computers that sit in a different space to where I am that are communicating via the internet.
That's correct. So what we do is we take on-site infrastructure and we migrate that data to service that's hosted within our data centers. So offsite, obviously there's some benefits towards it in terms of costing, licensing, et cetera. So moving it away from the old model where you went out and bought a server license or et cetera, we now take ownership of that, make sure you always update it, you've got the latest versions, and we take that burden away from you, yeah.
So under what circumstances as a business owner or manager would the cloud not be the best solution?
Sure. That's a very interesting question. I would say when you've got pure file storage, it's not important. Let's call it a server that's got photos on top of it. I mean, you can back that up to a USB drive, lock that away, and there's some sort of backup. It's not always relevant data that you need to continue with your business. Okay. I'm not taking, I'm not considering guys like photographers that use this on websites. I'm talking about normal data that's not business operational needed.
It's not great for just storage.
Yeah.
But ultimately, when you're running business processes.
Correct.
So any size of business should be thinking about the cloud as a better solution than having an on-site solution.
Definitely. And I think the cost definitely outweighs of having it in the cloud for having it on-site.
Okay. Now, one of the big issues around cloud initially, one of the big problems that many businesses found themselves having to contest with was this issue of the cloud felt less secure. It felt more secure to have a building that I lock with access control. That felt like a more secure situation. We now know remote penetration happens, doesn't matter where it is. So let's then just turn our attention to security for a second, because I think we're seeing rising prevalences of cyber attack. It's becoming a real concern in most businesses. And the cyber attackers are getting smarter and smarter. And we'll talk about AI in a second. But just let's perhaps turn our attention to security. So what types of cyber attacks are the most prevalent for small to medium-sized business owners that we should be mostly worrying about?
Okay. I think if I can just touch on something you mentioned earlier. Because of the service being online all these days, I mean, the whole planet is connected via internet. It doesn't really matter, you know, what medium you use, if it's a fiber or a Starlink or et cetera, et cetera. So the small businesses, which you mentioned earlier, half of these companies out there, they just get the router that supplies from the ISPs. It's not configured. It's so open. And that boxes anyway effectively on the internet. So moving that into the cloud, the security aspect of it behind what firewall and how that's configured makes it obviously better to move that data to the cloud. So just to answer on that. The second one with small businesses, you know, the attacks these days that happen on the SME market is not for the ransom itself. It's for the extortion afterwards. So what these guys do is they do ransom your environment. And what that means is they encrypt the data in such a way that is unretrievable. Okay, so they're breaking in some method. They encrypt this data and they make it for you unreadable. Unless you pay some sort of ransom, and that's where ransom comes in. It's usually in a Bitcoin or a Monero or some cryptocurrency that you have to pay in. You know, so it becomes basically untraceable. And then 9 out of 100 times, you know, the guys do release you the key to de-encrypt your data. The problem with that is the software that they use to get into your environment is still on that computer. They just literally decrypt it for you, but they still leave a backdoor to check you again on 6 months or on 8 months or whatever time, because I know now you're a customer, and now you're going to become a returning customer. The extortion part of it is now they've got the sensitive data. And I mean, sensitive data doesn't have to always be financial records or medical records. It could be anything. It could be your ID. It could be a copy of your marriage certificate. It could be whatever. They then take this data and they extort you to pay more to not release this on the public domain. And even though you do pay, you know, and some of these clients do pay to not be extorted, they still release that in any way. So I think it's not, you know, people understand ransomware a bit different. There's more the extortion side now, which is the prevailing factor for SME markets.
All right. So take us through how this attack happens. I come to my office one day and there's a message on my screen saying, bad luck. I mean, how would I recognize an attack like this?
Okay, there's two ways there. The first one I would, you know, just to explain how easy it is to attack is if you rock up at the airport today and it says Windhoek Airport free Wi-Fi. Okay, 90% of the people are going to connect because they need to send some information, data is expensive, and they want free Wi-Fi. But that's not necessarily Windhoek's free Wi-Fi. It could be the guy walking next to you, his phone is on a hotspot, and you're connecting to him. And with that exchange of information, he gets your telephone number, he gets your contact list, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a first way these guys start retrieving data from you and make you a possible target. The second one is people will log into their internet banking as an example, and they'll use some sort of secure password. But most of the people out there use the same password for all the websites. Okay, so they'll go into some sort of free imaging website. They'll use the same email address, the same password that they use for banking or whatever applications. And then that system gets compromised. So it's not their password. It's that, let's call it the free internet websites. That data gets encrypted. These guys got all your information. They know where you bank. They know, et cetera, and they start using those credentials to log into this information. That is the first thing to look out for. I think the normal thing is, you know, people tend to click on links that they're not supposed to. We all make those mistakes. You know, these pages and these emails are so legit these days. I mean, some things are easily recognizable, but some are so similar to what you would expect. And that's a main way of getting in. Third one is, which you mentioned earlier, from the on-site infrastructure, is people don't update that. You know, there's exploits happening. You know, Windows machines are not patched. You know, when you see Windows being updated, most people say, no, do it next week, do it next month. You know, there's a reason why these things are updated. Like, there's exploit being found, and the guys like Microsoft and Adobe and the big guys are trying to protect you. So those are the main ways of getting into your infrastructure.
Okay, so what can we do about it? What sort of products, firstly, does HostPro offer in that space that go some way to addressing that doesn't happen to me?
Sure. So we got a unique application that you install on your machine, which you touched earlier on the AI aspect of it, which secures your machine in terms of exploitation in different methods of websites, etc., that you're getting into. The second part of that is there's also AI, so it's machine learning. As an example, if the machine starts picking up your trends on when do you log into banking in them. You know, most people get into the morning, they get into the, you know, on their computer, they look at their bank balance, they do some EFTs. Mm-hmm. But you know, you've got a trend and you've got a timeline and you do it in. This software starts learning your behavior and it makes sure that if something is outside of a norm, it starts blocking it already or reporting it, you know, depending on how sensitive you set up these applications. So we've got an application called Sentinel One, which we provide for small to large enterprises. Obviously, home users can use it as well, which we highly recommend. It supports that infrastructure and it secures it. The second one is from a hosting point of view. You know, we provide top-end cybersecurity and firewall protection, which is also machine learning, making sure that, you know, when a connection does happen to your machine, if it being a financial, Excel, mail, we pick that up and we start securing and blocking that job.
Okay.
The average company, sorry to interrupt, the average company would probably face, I would say, between 10 to 1,000 attacks a day, which they don't know about. It's not always some human sitting behind the attack. It's computer generated, you know, like we're using AI to protect us. These guys are also using AI to attack you. And some of these things are so automated, you'll get those attacks. They'll try random ways of getting in or random exploits. Being hosting and using our security, we stop that as a zero-day attack. So we stop that immediately.
All right. And what have you found is, with specific reference to Namibia, the attitude towards cybersecurity? Is it still pretty, won't happen here?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a tried and tested model. We're always saying, you know, do I need car insurance? I always use a car insurance analogy for that. You know, no one needs car insurance. But it's a day when something happens to your car, everybody, you know, scrams around and starts phoning their broker or their insurance, mm-hmm. you know, the insurance company. And the same with cybersecurity. It doesn't matter if you're a one user, individual, you know, owner of a business, or you're a large enterprise. I mean, that's your bread and butter. I mean, you can't be offline. You know, some people, you know, printing for them is important. Some people are having online email for them is important. Mm-hmm. And it's when that happens, is how can you recover? Okay, so same with an accident with a car. I mean, accidents do happen. And can you recover? Is that car, is it going to be a write-off or is it fixable? From a ransomware and a cybersecurity protection, if you're not covered, you don't have a proper disaster recovery in plan, it's a write-off. So the Namibian market, to answer your question there, I think because there's not a lot of attacks here at the moment, people are very, very slack in terms of European and United States and even the South African markets. They're very, very relaxed in that environment. And you know, if you think about it, the minimal fee that you have to pay to get some sort of proper protection to save literally your business, it's a no-brainer to go for that software. But the Namibian market is very, 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 very relaxed when it comes to cybersecurity at the moment.
All right. So if we've reached someone through this interview, they can hop onto hostpro.africa, the website,
yep.
and make contact,
yep.
and figure out what sort of solution you can
Yeah, provide. We're more than happy if there's one or two or three questions coming through just to provide some basic advice, you know, or at least guide into the correct question. So it's not, you know, always, you know, a product solution. You know, there might be one or two or three individuals or companies out there that's been through one of these incidents or once you get protected and, you know, just stay ahead of a trend. You're welcome to email us there as well and go into the website, click on the contact, and one of our consultants will at least guide you into the right way in the right process to follow.
Well, you've heard it. Cybersecurity affects every business, and it's coming. It's a bit like riding a motorcycle. If you haven't fallen off a motorcycle, it's because you're not riding one. If you haven't been hacked, it's because you just haven't been hacked yet, but it's coming. Hostpro.africa, Rian van Niekerk, the owner of Hostpro.africa, chatting to us about cybersecurity.
Thank you.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.